Title: God Saved Me from COVID-19, contributed by Tan Boon Ho and Damansara Uttama Methodist Church. On June 4, 2020, Tan Boon Ho's testimony of recovery from COVID-19 made headlines in the national newspaper, The Star. His recovery had been nothing short of miraculous. Prior to the recovery, Tan, 60, had spent 53 grueling days in the intensive care unit, ICU. He was possibly the longest-staying ICU patient at the Sungai Buloh Hospital, where he had been in coma for 16 days and on ventilator support for 17 days. This testimony was first published in Floodgates, DUMC in-house magazine, on 6 September 6, 2020. Aside from some minor formatting, the entirety of its content is republished here in its original form. It is by God's grace that I am alive and well today. On March 18, 2020, I was diagnosed with COVID-19, and by that time, I was already at the most critical stage 5 for any COVID-19 patient. On arrival at the Sungai Buloh Hospital, I was admitted to the intensive care unit, ICU, and put on a ventilator. All my 53 days in the hospital were in ICU. I was in a coma for 16 days and on the ventilator for 17 days. Did I go to the doctor too late? I first started to have symptoms on March 9, 2020. I went to the clinic once on 11th of March and again on 17th of March. Both times, I was treated for fever, flu and cough. On the night of 17th of March, I started to have breathing problems. The next morning, I drove myself to a private hospital. I almost collapsed upon arrival. When I was tested positive for COVID-19, I was transferred to Sungai Buloh Hospital on the same day in an ambulance. I passed out shortly after Siu Lan. My wife spoke to me on the phone when I was inside the ambulance. She was in Australia with our younger daughter, Joyce, who was entering university. The critical 2 weeks. Shortly after admission, a doctor at Sungai Buloh Hospital told my wife to be prepared for the worst during the first 72 hours. My chance of survival was very slim. However, the 72 hours of critical state extended to 2 weeks. Often, my lungs, heart or kidneys would encounter some issues. The doctors and nurses had to monitor me very closely. On 1st of April, there were signs of possible multiple organ failure. The doctor called my wife to say that my lungs were not getting enough oxygen, my kidneys were not functioning and my heart could fail. I also needed blood transfusion. The doctors considered doing a tracheostomy, which is to insert a tube into my neck to allow air to enter the lungs. That was the worst day, but God was still in charge. The Holy Spirit prompted my cell group to arrange for Pastor Jin Leong to lead my wife to pray on my behalf, and to renounce and repent for all my past temple worship and occult practices. Once my ties with the past sins were cut, God's power broke through. The amazing breakthrough. The next morning on 2nd of April, I woke up from my coma. One of the doctors said, "You are a miracle." I replied, "My Almighty God has saved me. Indeed, I am a miracle case." The doctors were happy that I could respond to their commands. My heart stabilized and my lungs improved so much that they considered removing the ventilator to allow me to breathe on my own. I will never forget that joyous day. 2nd of April was also my younger daughter's 18th birthday. God had answered her prayer for me to be awake. There was also great rejoicing among cell members, church pastors and all who had been praying for me. How the Lord sustained and comforted me. During the time I was in a coma, God gave me a dream. I was seated inside a very crowded train in total darkness. The train had to go through a blazing furnace. When the train went through the fire, I felt the heat. My body was very hot, but I was not burnt. Just like Daniel and his friends in the Bible, nothing happened to me, but all the other people in the train perished. Through this dream, the Lord reminded me that because I loved Him, He would rescue me, as in Psalm 91:14. It gave me hope that I would live and not die. The ventilator was removed on 3rd of April, but the recovery thereafter was not easy. I could not speak and I could not swallow, as the ventilator tube had injured my throat and cheek muscles. I had to be fed through a tube and go for dialysis. I was also treated for very painful grade 2 bed sores with occasional fever. During this time, God's word gave me comfort and hope. As I could not speak, I cried out to the Lord in my mind, "Lord Jesus, please help me. Please heal me." I told the Lord that I did not have my Bible. The Holy Spirit reminded me of Psalm 91, that the Lord was with me and no harm would come to me. The Lord also assured me that the cell group was praying earnestly for me, just like how they had prayed for another church leader when he went for a risky brain surgery. Whenever I was in pain, I would sing in my mind hymns like How Great Thou Art and Amazing Grace. I could feel God with me and I knew that He would never leave me nor forsake me. On 17th of April, I spoke to my wife for the first time on the phone. I was very happy to know that my family was well and many people, cell members, friends, relatives and pastors from DUMC and other churches, had all been praying for me. I am very grateful to the body of Christ. My cell group played a very important role in supporting me and my wife during the tough time. The members gathered daily online to worship and pray for me for more than 50 days. Initially, when my condition was very critical, they gathered twice a day. In the process, their faith also increased. On days when my medical report was bad, they didn't give up. They firmly believed that God would save me and restore me fully. God has indeed restored my health. May 9, 2020 was another unforgettable day. I was discharged and it was a joy to be back home after 53 days. I am very grateful to all the doctors and nurses who took great care of me. I still had bed sores and could not walk without support, having lost 40% of my muscles and 23 kilograms in weight. With God's favor and good care from my wife, I soon regained my strength. After 12 days at home, I could already walk without support. When my 14-day quarantine ended, I could drive again and could also walk up and down the stairs with no problem. My doctors at Sungai Buloh Hospital have recently confirmed that all my key organs, heart, lungs and kidneys are fine. Even my bed sores have fully healed. My next medical appointment is scheduled for next year. A new lease of life. While I was on my hospital bed, I realized many things. Firstly, money is not everything and money should not be my priority in life. Secondly, I realize that family is very important. I have a very good wife and a beautiful family. Going forward, I will appreciate my wife more and spend time with my family. I plan to go deeper into the study of His Word, which can bless, heal, and give hope to people. As God has made me His miracle story, I will share His story, proclaim His goodness, and point people to Jesus. I want to serve God and make my life count for Jesus. To God be all glory. About Damansara Uttama Methodist Church. Tan Boon, a company director, worships in Damansara Uttama Methodist Church. Damansara Uttama Methodist Church, DUMC, is widely respected as a church for all generations, an exciting community of families, senior citizens, young adults, teenagers, and young children, doing life together. Its primary purpose is to build passionate disciples of Jesus Christ, summed up in their tagline Love God, Serve People, Make Disciples. To find out more about them, visit their website at http://dunk.my/. The end.